I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show today. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show. Thank you so much for your support and for tuning in each week and listening to our stories that we bring to you and share with you. And so that's exactly what we want to do with this organization. Our goal is to provide you that platform for success and transformation. What is it that you want to do? What do you want to achieve? What are your goals? What are your dreams? You know, we all have them. I know we do. And sometimes we give up on our dreams because of doubt or fear, and sometimes just lack of confidence, and sometimes it's just not having that support or the network or the resources that you need in order to be successful. And so whatever it is, we want to provide you that missing link. We want to give you the education, the motivation, and the skills that you need to be successful. We have a lot of amazing local businesses who are part of our program. In fact, we're almost at 50 businesses now. You can find them on the resource page at ivedecided.org. And we want to give a big shout out to Junction City. They are our presenting sponsor, have been with us now for a couple of years, and we're just so thrilled that they believe in what we're doing and support us and help give us the resource to come to you and share information with you to help you be successful. Well, you know, the best inspiration for me is success stories. Like, there is nothing that can get me fired up besides hearing someone's success story and learning how someone overcome a difficulty or a challenge, and they found their way to successfully fulfill their goals and dreams. And one of the things we like to do on the radio show is, of course, bring you our business resources and share information about things in the community that we have right here in Peoria that can help you be successful. But one of my favorite things is to share testimonies, success stories of real people, everyday ordinary people right here in our community who are doing amazing things. And so I am so excited for my guest today, Steve Corey, and he is going to be one of our guest speakers at the Half Day Motivational Conference that's happening this Saturday from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. Want to encourage you to get registered for that conference. You can register at ivedecided.org. And we're going to be talking about the conference today and hopefully getting you excited. But one of our guest speakers, Mr. Steve Corey, is my guest today. He is going to be sharing his story. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Well, so, Steve, you and I met at a luncheon at District 150. They were having a luncheon for high school students with special needs that were like sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And we happened to be sitting at the same table. Do you remember that?
Yes. It was in February.
It was in February. And we met, and I just remember you made a really big impact on me. I thought, this guy has a story. I just knew it from the moment that I met you. So I kind of reached out to you. We ran into each other again at Jameson School, remember?
Yeah, I was speaking to a bunch of kids that they did about my life, and how I got where I am today.
Yes, you were speaking to a group of kids at Jameson School and sharing your story about your life and the success and the things that you have done. And I cannot wait to hear you share your story with all the people that are going to be at the conference in person. But I wanted to share it today on the radio show So where did your journey begin? So you were born with cerebral palsy, and help us understand a little bit what that condition is.
Okay, well, cerebral palsy, it can also be called CP. It's a disorder that affects my muscles. So walking, talking, stuff like that is affected. But the most important thing that affects is my fine motor skills. So if you ask me to write my name, I can write my name. It would just be like a scribble or X. It wouldn't be Stephen Coyne.
Even though you're very smart, which we're going to find out about your education. You know how to spell your name. It's just when you go to write, that fine motor skill prevents you from being able to do that.
Right. I could spell my name with my eye closed, doing a couple of different tasks. It's just the physical component of my hand to the paper that I just can't do.
Wow. So you were born with this condition. Now, did you go through therapy as a child to try to help with these fine motor skills?
I went through therapy. I mean, it depends on the person. Some of it helped, some of it didn't. And some of it was because my pure motivation just wasn't there.
Your motivation to learn wasn't there.
To do therapy, yes.
To do didn't want to do the therapy is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, some of it was just like I'm a 13, 14-year-old kid. I just don't care to walk. Down the hallway right now.
I got you. So there has to be a motivation. And as a child, what you're saying is no matter what, kids sometimes aren't motivated to do what they need to do. And having that motivation to do that therapy was difficult.
Well, yeah, but I also think I was doing other activities that helped me on the way too.
Now, so we're going to talk about some of the things. I know you're a basketball player, but there was a pivotal moment in your life. So up until a certain time, I think you said your parents were taking real good care of you.
Yeah.
They were.
Up until I was about 12, 13, my parents did everything for me. We were talking about take me to the bathroom, get me up in the morning, get my clothes on, just everything. They just did. And part of me was okay with it because as I talk about at the conference, that was kind of what I was being told, like people will always help you do stuff. But then I drove down to the University of Illinois and participated in a wheelchair basketball camp.
You participated at the University of Illinois?
Yeah.
In a wheelchair basketball camp?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you did that?
I was going into eighth grade.
So up until you were going into the eighth grade, your parents were pretty much dressing you, taking care of you, taking you to the bathroom, and then you were introduced to this basketball camp, right?
Yeah, and everybody there had some type of disability, and they gave me a perspective where they were like, now you are going to take care of yourself because everybody take care of themselves.
You said you had a coach
there. I'm going to get the answer. The coach at the time, you always tell us, you know, what's going to happen when you wake up someday and nobody is there to help you, what are you going to do? And that kind of sunk into me that I need to do all this stuff because someday nobody will be there to help me. So from that point on, I started to work on my independence and, you know, one day it might just be putting my shit on. And at that time, putting my shit on would take 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
20 minutes to put your shirt on when you first started practicing putting your shirt on.
Maybe. I don't remember that.
But it was a long time.
Yeah.
And so you went to this camp. This coach said to you guys, there was a room full of, was it all boys, young men?
No, it was boys and girls.
Okay, so young men and women, about 13 or 14, all of you had some type of special need. And this coach said, you guys, essentially he said, you got to figure out how to take care of yourself because your parents aren't going to be there forever.
Yeah.
And so... Do you remember?
Well, either they are parents, either that people in general won't be there to help you.
You got to learn how to help yourself. People aren't going to help you always.
Yes.
Yes. And so you said to me before, Steve, that there was this switch. You realized that you could probably do more than you had been doing.
Yeah.
And so you started with dressing yourself.
And started dressing led to other things, like getting in and out of my own wheelchair. Some things took longer than others, like shoes took a while to figure out just because I can't tie shoes.
So putting on your shoes took a while.
Yeah.
But you learned how to do that?
Yeah.
And so how long do you think it took you to figure out how to put on your shoes? Can you remember how long you worked at that?
No, I don't know.
Would you say
I do remember my sister used to make me put my shoes on before I could go out and play basketball, and I hated that because it took me forever to put them on. But I don't remember how long of a time it took for me to get that task down. It had to take about 6 years at least.
6 years?
Well, I don't remember. It took years.
Years. And so that is just amazing to me, Steve. I get chills when I hear you share that because, you know, I use this term all the time, stick-to-itiveness. And it's about sticking with something long enough to be successful. And so many times, you know, you've heard that saying, success is right around the corner. Don't give up, right? And so many times we give up. And when I hear you share your story just now about whether it was 5 years, 6 years, or however long, that is a long time to master a skill like putting on your shoes, but you just kept at it until you figured out how to do it a little faster.
Yeah.
And so then you start. Okay, so now you can eat. You learned how to drive.
Well, and because I learned how to do all these skills independently, I got this expectation. I still have this expectation. That I can do more than people think. So when I was 16, I got my driver's license.
Help us understand that because I know most, they're listening to us on a radio show, so most people may not realize that you are in a wheelchair.
I'm in a wheelchair. I'm at 5 more skills of that. They have what they call hand controls.
Hand controls for the car.
You basically do the gas and brake and steering with the engine tool.
So hand control with the steering?
And the gas and brake.
And the gas and brake.
But when I tried that, I couldn't use the engine tool to do the gas and brake. But the real thing was I could drive with my feet.
So you learned how to drive with your feet.
So I drive with my feet and then my hand, which a lot of people freak out about, but I think I'm a pretty good driver. it depends on who you ask.
Depends on who you ask. So you're saying people freak out when they see you driving with your feet?
It depends on the person. If it's a person that never seen a person in a wheelchair before, they're really like, oh my God.
They act like they've seen a ghost because you're driving with your feet. Hey, you know what though? It just comes back down to people can do more than they think they can. And so how many times in life do we believe that we can't do something because maybe somebody told us that we couldn't? Or, you know, I'm sure most of your life, yeah, I bet as there was a point where your parents probably didn't think you would ever drive at some point in your life.
You know, I'm not sure they never really told me that.
But maybe they might have. I know
there were a couple of teachers at my high school that thought he's not going to be able to drive. I know there was one teacher that didn't think I'd be able to drive. She never said that to me. But there was really never a doubt in my mind that I could drive a car.
There was never a doubt in your
mind? No.
Yeah. And that's just one of many things that that you have done. And so if you're just tuning in, I just want to share with you, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and my guest today is Steve Corey. And Steve is going to be one of our guest speakers at our half-day motivational conference this Saturday happening at Second Chance Church. If you don't have your tickets for that conference, could I please encourage you to go now to ivedecided.org and get registered, because you do not want to miss the motivation and inspiration that you are going to receive by coming to this conference and meeting Steve in person and hearing him share this story face to face. It's just really an incredible story of courage, I think. Do you see yourself as a person of courage, Steve?
I don't really look at it like that. I think I look at it as I'm just doing it what anybody else would in life.
So you don't see yourself so much as courageous. You think most people would do this if...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be a bum.
You don't want to be a bum. Yeah, you're far from that. So you go on through high school, and then where did you go to college? So then your aspirations became what? You learn how to drive.
Well, I went to undergrad at the University of Illinois.
So U of I, you got an undergrad.
Yeah.
Did you live on campus there?
I lived in a dorm.
In a dorm with other people, but you didn't help there. You were obviously taking care of yourself.
The first year, I had a roommate that helped me a little bit because I was still transitioning with some things. But my second year on, I was by myself. I had somebody come by and help me, like, clean the dorm up once a week. Because cleaning is kind of like a fine motor skill.
Cleaning requires you to use fine motor
skills. Yeah, it would probably take me probably 10 hours to clean an apartment by myself.
That's a good reason to need to
hire. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't thing like I can do it, but like, don't wait an entire day.
Yeah, you know, there's a book out there, there's a book, Steve, that they say, what's the title of this book? It says, you can't afford to mow your own lawn. And so essentially the concept behind that is you shouldn't spend time doing things that aren't going to get you where you need to go. There are people who have those skills, who want to do that. That's their goal. That's how they earn a living. And so the concept is pay those people who that's how they're learning, earning their living to do what it is that they love to do. And then you can focus on the things that you want to do, which was essentially going to law school, right?
Yeah. I ended up going to law school in 2012 at a school called Florida Cultural School of Law.
In Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
And I graduated in law school in 2015. And down there, I lived entirely by myself.
You were entirely by yourself in Florida.
Well,
going to law school.
Somebody came by the cleaning.
Except for the cleaning lady. Always got to have the cleaning lady.
But other than that, I was completely on my own.
That's amazing. Were you scared?
No, I loved it.
You weren't scared at all.
I loved it.
You loved it. Yeah. And so then you went on to graduate and got your law degree. It's just amazing. And so what's your plans? What's your goal? You're working in the school district now. And so what's your ultimate goal? You shared with me your future and what you would like to do with people.
I'm very into standardized testing right now.
Standardized testing?
Yeah, accommodations in the ADA. So I would like to work, I would like to work and help the disabled out the best that I can in regards to the education and ADA violations.
What does ADA stand for?
The American with Disabilities Act.
American Disability Act. So what you hope as an attorney is to be able to represent.
Well, I wouldn't call myself an attorney. I would call myself an advocate.
An advocate? Okay.
Yeah. I hope to help the disabled in some way.
The disabled. And you're working with them in the school district here in Peoria, District 150 now, right?
Yeah.
And just encouraging and speaking to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And so that is just, again, I know that, Steve, I say this all the time, and you're like, it's really not that big of a deal. I think it's a pretty cool thing that in your life you've had to have this decided mindset. You know, you had to have a decided mindset that you were going to take care of yourself, that you're going to learn to do the best that you could with the situation that you were dealt with. And you act like everybody would do that, but I'm here to tell you, I don't think that everybody would.
I think everybody would, because I think you have to adapt to what life throws at you. You can't just run the other way. Now, some people do run the other way, but from my standpoint, running doesn't solve the answer. You're just going to run into another wall.
Running doesn't solve the answer.
Yeah.
You're just going to run into another
wall. So in my mind, I see people, what if they want to adapt?
If you want to adapt and continue on and be successful as best that you can, for sure. There's no doubt about it. All right. So what is it that you want people to know? Is there any, you know, what is it that your message is? What do you want people to know?
I want people to know that disability is kind of all about your state of mind. And not the physical or mental impairment that limits what you can or can't do. It's just something that kind of makes you different. But being different isn't a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that you can't do certain things. You still can. Is it going to be in a different way than everybody thinks that it's going to be?
So you can still do everything that everybody else can. You just do it differently.
Yeah.
And so it's a state of mind, you said. It's not about the limitations or what you think. It's what you're thinking in your mind. It's all about your state of mind.
Yes.
That's awesome. That was a really awesome, awesome answer. Now, you like to play basketball. We got a few more minutes here. So, you play basketball?
I did. I haven't played in a long time.
Did you play on a team or?
Let me go back. I went down to the University of Illinois to participate in the original basketball camp. And at the time, the Peoria area did not have a team. So I got connected with the team in Chicago and drove up there every weekend to play for about 3 years.
So you went to Chicago every weekend to play basketball with other people who were in wheelchairs?
Yes.
So it's like wheelchair basketball?
Yes.
And you drove yourself to Chicago?
No, my parents.
Your parents.
I couldn't drive at that time. I was at 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you were a little kid.
Yeah,
you
but,
weren't 16 yet. But, people might look at you funny if you were driving with your feet at 8.
but when I was a sophomore in high school, the Peoria area started a team. So from my sophomore year in high school until my senior year, I played on the Peoria team. And then after I graduated high school, I got lucky and got to play at U of I for a couple of years.
Oh, you played wheelchair basketball at U of I?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
That's awesome. You've done some cool things. So, all right. Well, listen, I am just thrilled, Steve, that you are willing to talk to me, to be here today on the radio show, but not only that, to come to the conference on Saturday and share your message. And I think, you know, your message is of hope. I think you have such a message of hope to people to say it is a state of mind. You know, it's about how you think what you're going to accomplish. And so I'm just really thrilled for that. And I know, anyone who comes to the conference next Saturday is going to be blessed greatly by your message and by meeting you in person. You may not realize this, you're pretty charming. Did you know that?
I try.
You try. Yeah. I think it's a natural gift you got going for you, but you're very charming and just amazing story. So, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about being a part of a community of people who see the best in you, who want to encourage you and lift you up and help you be successful. And we want to share these stories. There's lots of amazing stories out there like Steve. Steve's one of many, but he's right here in our community. You know, people fly all over the world to hear stories like yours, Steve. I said, you may have a motivational speaking career in front of you. You think that's something you would want to do?
If it pays the bills.
If it pays the bills. Well, it's kind of like, trust me when I tell you, it's kind of like being a starving artist. It's like winning the lottery, but it could. You have an amazing story. All right, Steve, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
And if you want to register for the tickets for the Motivational Conference happening this Saturday, August 26th, please go to ivedecided.org. Get your seat now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired, to meet some resources, and just go ahead and decide, declare today that you are going to start moving in the direction of achieving your goals. What are they? What do you want to do? What is it that you want to achieve? Let I've Decided be your resource, your community, your home for success and transformation. Thank you so much for tuning in to our radio show today. I hope to see you Saturday at the conference, and we'll be back on the air next Sunday morning with you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?